You're listening to SBS News.
This is not a race. We have no burning platform in Australia. We are taking it as quickly and carefully and safely as we can. We're not like the US or the UK or most other countries in the world where they've got people in hospital dying. We can take our time, set up our systems, do it safely and carefully.
That's how Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy has described the pace of the nation's coronavirus vaccine rollout, arguing Australia's lack of community transmission allows for a more careful rollout plan. More than 100,000 vaccines have now been administered, which is lower than initially promised for the third week of the rollout. And despite concerns about delays in deliveries from overseas, Prime Minister Scott Morrison also remains confident that every Australian adult will get at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine by October.
The good news is that over the course of just this week, starting last weekend, a further 414,000 AstraZeneca doses have been able to be secured, and they've arrived in Australia as of last Sunday. A further 149,000 Pfizer vaccines have also arrived yesterday. And that brings to a total of 1.3 million doses of both the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccine here in the country. And yesterday we went past the mark where 100,000 of those have already been jabbed into the arms of Australians.
Business is looking to the success of the vaccine rollout to trigger the easing of restrictions across the country. Qantas boss Alan Joyce warns tourists and students could abandon Australia if border closures remain a long-term feature of pandemic management. Mr. Joyce also reiterated his support for a World Health Passport system, saying countries will require vaccination proof to allow people in. He's told business leaders he wants to see an end to inconsistency between states, a two-day warning before borders shut, and a timeline for border restrictions to end.
I mean, the system in each state has gotten ridiculous. Victoria has red zones, orange zones, and green zones. Tasmania has high risk, medium risk, and low risk. Western Australia has high risk, medium risk, low risk, and ultra low risk. Queensland has COVID hotspots. And it is confusing, and it's confusing to the travelling public. And what we've said is that why can't we have, like the QR codes, a system across the country?
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has become the latest political leader to get a first dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Ms Berejiklian, Health Minister Brad Hazzard and Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant were vaccinated and will get their second dose in 12 weeks' time. They join around 27,000 other people in New South Wales who've received their first vaccine dose so far, not including those in the state's aged care facilities. Ms Berejiklian says her state remains on track to reach its target of 35,000 first dose vaccinations in the first 3 weeks of the program.
We know that when the vast majority of the population is vaccinated, that increases our ability to not only ease restrictions, but to start thinking beyond our national borders and what it means for international travel. We know the biggest hindrance to our economic development and growth in the next little while will be our ability to open up to the rest of the world.
And five new clinics have also opened in South Australia to administer COVID-19 vaccines in a major escalation of its rollout. South Australia has also begun vaccinating people with a disability and their frontline carers. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.